We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some more John Chuckery.
We've heard so much about you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hello, everybody. Rob Triplett for John Chuckery, but fear not. Chuckery making his return tomorrow night. Briefly after the Hawks and Knicks game, then he's back on his regular slot on Monday. So he's going to tell you about his odyssey, and it'll be good to have him back, though. We need that hostile, cynical element that's been so missing. I've tried to do it my own little way, but not completely. At least you haven't called me by the name John, you know, Dylan.
Oh, no. I couldn't mistake John Chuckery and Rob Tribble.
I'm taller with more hair and older. I'm feeling kind of been kind of anxious tonight. My racing thoughts. I feel like the show's been kind of choppy. I can do much better work though.
I think you've been great so far.
I don't know. It seems just a bit off. So it's just a jittery, anxious mind. A lot of things going on. Nothing bad. We all have our issues, but you know, hey, I got 2 hours to make up for it though. So I can finish strong, so I can certainly do that. Hey, Jason Stark, well-known Major League Baseball writer, pontificator, was on with Dukes and Bell today, and, of course, John Coppolella, former Braves GM, who got a lifetime ban for kind of violating international rules when it comes to acquiring players. Well, Carl asked Jason Stark, what exactly did he do? Was it war crimes, crimes against humanity, child trafficking? Well, here's what he had to say.
Well, that's a loaded question, man, but – the reason he got suspended for life was not just what the Braves did in Latin America back in the winter of 2015-16 and then the following winter. The first winter, they underreported the signing bonuses of five prospects. And because they underreported those bonuses and kind of shifted the money they spent into the alleged pockets of a player who didn't fall under the international signing rules, it meant that the next year they had a much larger international signing pool, and they didn't have any limits on the size of their signing bonuses. So they went out the next year and were able to sign nine big time players and they would have been able to sign none of them if they hadn't underreported those bonuses the first winter. Okay, does that make sense?
So it does.
That was the basic quote unquote crime. But the reason that John Coppolella got suspended for life was not that. The reason was that when baseball discovered this and confronted him, he didn't cooperate. He tried to minimize what they'd done. He denied a lot of it. Rob Manfred was basically infuriated by his response to the investigation. And so, you know, it happens a lot in life now, right? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams had been doing stuff that raised eyebrows in that part of the world. But at a time when everyone else was confronted with the evidence and told the truth, he didn't. So he got suspended for life. It's not the sentence that other teams, other executives were getting for that crime. I hope I explained that okay.
Right. You did.
And they had to forfeit 12 of their top prospects, and then the restrictions came down. Because, Jason, we love our relationship with Alex Anthopoulos, and he's been fantastic. But I always think, you know, some people got to remember all these guys came up in the pipeline when he was running player personnel, then later on general manager, assistant GM, guys like Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna and A.J. Minter. These are all guys from Coppola's watch.
Yeah, you know, you can look at the core of the team that won the World Series, and so many of them trace back to not necessarily John Coppola's time as general manager, but his time of influence in that organization, either in the front office or scouting. So, I mean, he traded for Dansby Swanson. He traded for Max Fried. Those were two incredible deals. He was around when Austin Riley got drafted and Ian Anderson got drafted and A.J. Minter got drafted, when Acuna and Albies got signed. He left a huge mark on the team that would go on to win the World Series. Now, we don't know what would have happened if he was still the GM. He admitted to me in our conversation that he didn't know what would have happened. Look, Alex Anthopoulos basically rebuilt the whole roster, the whole outfield on the fly in the middle of the World Series season. I don't know if anybody else does that. That was brilliant creative executive of the year work. But John Coppola was around for the acquisition of so many of those players. You can safely say they don't win the World Series if he hadn't been in that job.
Jason Stark joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. This is a great perspective piece, guys, introspective piece about John Coppola. I want to ask you about his rehabilitation, because he really opened up to you, Jason, about his life, like what he had to go through. Guys, the only thing I can think about, Jason, and I've said this, whatever it is that you do and you love, and then the next day you realize you can't do it again, ever. You can't do it again. And I don't know what that's like, but he said he went through a lot through his personal life, didn't he?
Well, I mean, you just described it awfully well. You know, he had the job that he dreamed of doing from the time he got out of Notre Dame and started working in baseball. And then it all came crashing down. And, you know, that's a moment. It's a moment for anybody, but it was a moment for him that once, you know, the cobwebs cleared and reality sunk in, it made him understand he'd been going down a path that led to no good. It led to this. It was a road to nowhere. And so, you know, it doesn't happen for everybody. For him, as best we could establish, as best baseball could establish, it was a wake-up call. It caused him to totally change his work-life balance, to understand how much he'd neglected his kids, his family, to understand that he hadn't been a good leader. He hadn't treated people well. And it was time to reconfigure all of that. Baseball spent 2 years questioning him, looking into this, to make sure that all the stuff he said he'd done, he had done. But it checked out. You know, I was told he sent them a list, sent Major League Baseball a list of dozens of people he personally apologized to, many in the Braves organization, associated with the Braves, and many throughout baseball who had helped him throughout his career. So that was incredible. He also, you know, one of the things that was really eye-opening about this piece was we talked to a professor of business ethics at Notre Dame, where he, you know, John Coppola decided he wanted to reach out to the next generation of people going into business and tell them, don't make the mistakes that I made. So 3 years he traveled to Notre Dame at his own expense, brought his kids, and talked to these students about what he'd done to get to the point where he was the general manager of the Braves, and then all the things that he had done wrong to undo all of it. And it just sounds like it was incredibly compelling to all these students. Let them ask all the questions they wanted to ask. And this professor, Brian Levy, told us, and he teaches in his class all the time, that we understand in life why bad people do bad things. They're bad people. What's harder to understand is that good people sometimes do bad things. And this was an example of that. And just imagine sitting in that class, hearing him speak, thinking about that question.
Yeah, a guy just lost his dream job, man. If you're just tuning in, guys, it is Jason Stark. He was nice enough to join us on short notice from everything, athletic, MLB. He does a million things. It's so important, Jason, we bumped the Falcon Report just for you. All right, next question. It's a great redemption story. Does he get another shot into Major League Baseball?
Yeah, that's the question that's probably hardest to answer. You know, I did do a little poking around in this, talked to several executives whose time in baseball dates back to John Coppolello's time. People who knew him, dealt with him, knew this would be hard. You know, it's going to come down to multiple factors. I mean, one is, has he built enough relationships within the sport where the, you know, what he did, the punishment he served, the crimes he committed, the trust, the relationship of trust needs to survive all of that. It needs to survive 5 years outside the sport. Those are really difficult obstacles to overcome. He clearly burned a lot of bridges. You know, the other thing is, the game has, think about how much the game has changed in the last 5 years, Carl.
Yes,
and does he bring a way of thinking, a work ethic, qualities to the table that any team thinks are so valuable, they're willing to live with the blowback of all the people who will say, you hired that guy? That's going to be hard. I don't know what the answer is. I think what people predicted to me is if he does work in baseball again, he's not rolling in anybody's GM job, you know, or some big assistant GM decision-making position. He'd have to start as a pro scout or some job in scouting and player development where he could demonstrate to the team that hires him everything that he said to us, that he has done right, everything that he told us he changed about his life was the real deal. And there was value in maybe giving him a bigger role. But, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Right.
He just to find that one entry-level, you know, soft landing type job, even that is going to be hard. And I should also tell you that in extensive exchanges about all this stuff, the one thing he didn't want to really get into was whether he even wants to work in baseball again. But let me ask you, man, how could he not,
right,
now that he's been given this second chance?
That's interesting. So Coppolella may not want to work in baseball again. What do you want to deal with the humiliation of taking some ridiculous internship or something, maybe? That's pretty shady, though. Hiding the money paid as a signing bonus is pretty shady. But he did trade for Dansby, did acquire Max Fried. I mean, like I said, he put some really good items in the pantry for the Atlanta Braves. So, and can you believe it? Pitchers and catchers are going to be reporting in, got about 3.5-4 weeks, certainly. I know Tampa Bay, the Rays are reporting on Valentine's Day. Do the Braves have the Braves release theirs? I looked for it today. I couldn't find it anywhere. Get my crack research staff on that. Fascinating story on John Coppolella. Then if he doesn't necessarily want to take a job in Major League Baseball, then why was he reinstated? I guess he didn't lobby for it. They just willy-nilly decided to. That's weird to me. I don't understand that story completely. So we shall see. So we still have – what you got?
Between February 13th and – oh, actually – February 13th and position players February 16th.
Oh, the pitchers and catchers report the 13th.
The 13th.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's like a little over 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Spring training's entirely too long, though.
Way too long.
It was needed back in the day because guys had to work other jobs in the offseason. They came to spring training to get in shape. Well, now you better be in shape when you come to spring training. It's just too much. But I guess the pitchers might need the work, but hitters, I just think it's way too long. It's just too much. It's just way too much. But if you go down there, though, it's a blast. All right, going to come back. What do the Braves look like this year? A lot of concerns by the fan base. We have a nervous fan base here in Atlanta, but I'm here to tell you, as Aaron Rodgers famously said, relax.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Wow, pitchers and catchers reporting about 3.5 weeks. Rob Triple in for John Chuckery. He'll be back in tomorrow night after the Hawks-Knicks game. Hawks looking for their fifth straight win after that victory in Dallas last night. He'll be back manning the show. The Bears' his name, starting on Monday, full-time. As for the Braves, well, the NL East is going to be very interesting this year, certainly. Last year it was. The Mets just could not quite get rid of the Braves, and then the Braves had that epic hit series where they took two out of three, and that pretty much, they broke the Mets that series. Broke them. As for the Phillies, win 87 games, they come out of nowhere and make the World Series. That just shows you the nature of postseason baseball, the notion of whoever's hot at the time. Well, there you go. I mean, look what the Braves did a couple of years ago. We didn't expect that production out of Eddie Rosario in the postseason. Yes, he's been known for that sort of thing, but white hot. Jock Peterson picks his moments to hit the most epic three-run homers at the time needed the most, and everything just fell into place for the Braves, like it did the Phillies last year. Well, the Phillies go out and get Trey Turner. Big acquisition. Craig Kimbrell, the former Brave, going to be their closer. How much he has left in the tank, that remains to be seen. And the Phillies have gone out and acquired some pitching as well. So it's going to be a three-team race all season long. And the Mets, we know, the Mets have spent the equivalent of the national debt on talent, basically $500 million. So if you're a Mets fan, you're happy for that. But as for the Braves, though, they sign outfielder Kevin Pillar, 34-year-old journeyman type, to a minor league deal. If he makes the team, he'll make $3 million. Good defender, kind of meh offensively. Okay, just a piece, whatever. But people are really upset about who's going to play left field. Now, Adam Duvall signs with Boston. But you know what's going to happen. You remember when 2 years ago, when Duvall's a member of the Marlins, he came up here and torched the Braves. I think he went 16 for 17 with 12 homers and 19 RBIs in that series. That's what it seemed like he did. So the Braves went out and reacquired him. Would you be surprised if maybe the Braves are sputtering? They go out and bring him back here? I could see it totally happening. So I'm just going to cue before the trade deadline, Adam Duvall will be back with the Braves, not David Duvall, the golfer. David Duvall, a golfer, interesting guy, though. He's one of those guys, when he was fat, he was a great player, but when he got thin and in shape, lost it. I guess it's like the difference between a fat Luther Vandross and skinny Luther Vandross, I guess. Some guys are just better fat. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm talking about – see, that's where my mind's going. It's going all over the place. The rotation for the Braves, fine. The Charlie Morton thing, though, baffles me. 38 years old, $20 million. And I know he's dealing with a broken leg, all these other issues. He just wasn't that good last year.
Could barely get through five innings. We were happy if Charlie gave us five innings. We were happy.
Yep, exactly. And had great stuff, a nice career, came up with the Braves, went out to Houston and thrived. He's been certainly good, but why $20 million on him? That money could have gone to Dansby, shouldn't it? I don't know. The reasoning why they're bringing him back, I mean, he was going to retire after the World Series, and the Braves wanted to bring him back, talked him into coming back, and now they're giving him $20 million. I don't get it. And I guess enjoy Max Fried. Won't this be his last year with the Braves? More than likely, if things go according to what Double A likes to do, Alex Anthopoulos.
You have any confidence they bring Max Fried back?
No.
Me either.
I just don't. And I think I wonder if I get where Alex is coming from. Because we've seen it time and time again where teams give these guys these 10-year contracts worth so much money, and they just don't live up to it. And then you're just stuck with it. That's guaranteed money in Major League Baseball, by the way. It's not the NFL where you see a player signs a $190 million deal, but 80's guaranteed. $80 million guaranteed. No, it's all guaranteed in baseball, down to the last penny. But Spencer Strider should be a year better. I know he struggled in the postseason, but now he has that under his belt, though. He's got that experience out of the way. Max Fried will be Max Fried. But the whole thing about Charlie Morton, I don't get it. I certainly don't get it. But look at your lineup, though. Everybody's worried about left field. I just think Eddie Rosario is just going to take that. You remember last year he wasn't good because he had the eye issue. And he missed so much time. When you come back, it takes a while to get back into a groove. So everybody's just automatically dismissing Eddie Rosario. I'm not going to do it.
And he was better down the stretch after he came back. Once he got his rhythm back and once he got a feel for it back, he was okay.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You just got to get used to seeing those 98-mile-an-hour fastballs and 90-mile-an-hour sliders. You know, you got to get your timing back. It's tough.
He basically had to readjust to having his whole other eye back.
Yeah, I wonder how much. You know what? That's a really good point. I wonder how much that did affect. I wonder if his approach to the plate was a certain way where he was compensating for the reason why his vision was lacking, so he physically kind of altered his stance or something to compensate for that the fact that he couldn't see very well. That's interesting. I wonder how that physically manifested in his approach at the plate. That's interesting to see. He'll be fine. Austin Riley, going to be Austin Riley at third. A healthy Ozzie Albies. I think it's time to stop sliding head first, though. But they are starting to wear those oven mitts now to slide in, so maybe do that. But other than that, I would certainly stop doing that. And, of course, Matt Olson, not that big of a downgrade from Freddie Freeman. And he certainly came up big in the postseason last year. I think in that game where the Phillies closed out, the Braves had that big lead. He had a big three-run homer to cut the gap and made it to where the Braves were just maybe a two-run homer away from tying it or taking the lead. And I hope Ronald, and at Double A was talking about this. Ronald Acuna, kind of hesitant in the outfield last year. I think he was suffering from PTSD from that knee injury he suffered with the Marlins that kept him out of that season the Braves won the title. And he wasn't as aggressive diving for balls and making efforts as far as that goes. But running to first base, he was fine. He had his speed back. I think that's going to go away. We're going to have a Gold Glove caliber Ronald Acuna. And I hope he grows up a little bit too, actually. And hopefully he'll stop when he hits a ball to deep left center field. He doesn't treat it like it's out of the ballpark. Then he has to start running, gets thrown out at second. But I'm telling you, that play in Philadelphia was ghastly, though. Now, Philadelphia has that weird little angle in the wall in left center field. Michael Harris went and tried to make a play there. It hit off there. Rolled all the way into right field. Ronald didn't react very quickly inside the park homer. I think that was Rhys Hoskins that hit that too, if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of people defended Ronald. Well, the ball wasn't even hit to him. No, as a baseball player, you automatically, no matter where you are on the field, having played the game in college, well, I do know the game and I still play it, and I played in college. I know how to play baseball. I can do that. But as a player, wherever the ball is hit, you kind of gravitate towards there unless your role is to be a cutoff man in the infield. But as an outfielder, you gravitate towards it because you never know what's going to happen. And he fell asleep on that. And Joe Simpson went off on him on that, and he should have. And I hope Ronald grows up a little bit as well. And I think also, I think the big thing with Ronald Acuna is, I think the last couple of years is the first time ever he has suffered any sort of adversity on a baseball field, because he was such a prodigy growing up. He was always the best player on the field, period. Then he suffers a little adversity. That can get inside your head, and you start questioning it. Wow, am I not as good as I thought I was? I'm coming off this knee injury. I think Ronald's going to have a massive year this year. I think Ronald's going to have – I'm holding up a middle finger right now. He's going to have a blank you year to a lot of people. I think he has that much pride, and I think he's been kind of embarrassed as how things have gone the last couple of years, and now he's healthy. And as John Fricke says, he has his boo back too, and Ozzy's back and healthy. And I wonder who is, and it's not an overrated thing, who's going to be that sheriff in the locker room. Dansby is the sheriff. He has been the sheriff of that locker room. I wonder if it's Ozzy. Do you remember, I think it was last year, Marcell Ozuna did not run out a ground ball, or it might have been a single. He wasn't hustling, basically. Ozzy got in his face. And I wonder if Ozzy's going to be that dude. Now, Austin Riley seems kind of quiet in a way, reserved. So does Matt Olson. I wonder if Ozzy's going to be that guy. And Michael Harris might be a little bit too young to do that now, but what a phenomenal find he's been. Isn't it amazing how things work out in baseball? For years, we heard about Christian Pache. He's the next Willie Mays. We heard nothing of Michael Harris. And Michael Harris just played ball, got better and better and better now. He's definitely a top five center fielder. And on the rise from there. It's amazing how things work. So many hyped guys never seem to figure it out. And that's the way with pitching, too. There's a lot of guys in the minor leagues that are throwing 100, but there's something about them. They just can't seem. And a lot of times it's mental. Or they don't have a good enough second pitch, but it's just a weird thing. Pitching is such a – baseball is such a mental thing. And I've always said, because the game is so slow-moving – you know, like in basketball, you keep moving. You miss a shot, well, I got to get back on defense. Football, same thing. I got to get back in the huddle. Baseball, though, such a slow-moving sport. If you're in left field and you're having an 0-for-4 day, you're sitting there thinking about that. Oh, that was a terrible at-bat. Why did I swing at that pitch? Next thing you know, ball's hitting the gap. You don't get a good jump on that ball. You would have caught it normally. If you were 4-for-4, you would have gotten there and made the play, and that drops in for a double, maybe even a triple. That's how baseball can get in your head. And I know baseball is such a simple sport. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. No, it's not. You know, there's too much time to think. And it's baseball players are certainly a different breed. But this division is going to be interesting. What if the Marlins come from nowhere? I doubt it, but you never know what's going to happen. I feel bad for that fan base down there. They've had so many great players over the years. They win 2 World Series titles, but they quickly get rid of them because that crooked owner they had back in the day. And they build that stadium downtown, nobody goes. Isn't that funny? You would think with a Latin population in South Florida, you know, I mean, South America, Cuba, they love baseball, but I guess just not in Miami for some reason.
I mean, the Marlins, they had Giancarlo Stanton, JT Realmuto.
Oh, you can go. You can
I
go
think Ozuna was on that team. And those are all guys on the team at the same time.
Yep, you go back longer than that, a lot of great, great
Miguel
players.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yep. Miggy was,
when they were the Florida Marlins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's definitely Mets, Phillies, and Braves. So certainly the Braves aren't going to take anything for granted this year, though. They certainly know not to do that, considering what happened. But and like I said, anything can happen in the playoffs. So looking forward to it. Looks like pitchers and catchers reporting on February 13th. And I wish they'd send me down there. Conte, if you're listening, send me down there. Seriously.
You'd ask the hard-hitting stuff.
I can get in the weeds with some baseball, and of course have some good times too. I think I should be our spring training reporter. Hook me up in a nice Airbnb. Here, I'm lobbying for it openly on there. It's better my daytime job, which is a soul-sucking venture.
Well, you might the way inflation and everything is going, you might end up in a Sonesta Select instead of an Airbnb.
Oh, that'd be my last radio station. Oh my God. Or my TV station that I worked at. We had to go down and cover the Daytona 500, which was kind of cool. I'm not a big NASCAR guy, but since, you know, that's a that's an iconic event. That was cool. They put us in some horrible hotel. It used to be, I think it was probably owned by Ramada or somebody, some well-known. But these are like individuals. I think they're foreigners that came in and bought the place. They did nothing for it. The sheets, like, oh, the water smelled. Everything was just nasty. It was nasty in there. Had to wear a hazmat suit just to sleep in that place. And that's where our station put us up. But I'm demanding 5-star accommodations and a trip to spring training to cover the Braves. So there you go. Hey, we're going to come back and do an index. This quarterback has more career rushing TDs than Earl Campbell did. What? The hell you say? Well, it happened. The index is next.
Back to more John Chuckery.
He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, I'm hot-blooded and an easy lover, Rob Tribble in for John Chuckery. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know it's coming. I'm always accused of finishing too early. Not tonight. I'm going up to 11 o'clock. Not going to finish early tonight. Can we stop at like 10:52 or something? We'll go get a beer.
I don't see why not.
I haven't had a beer all week. I need a beer. No brown liquor, nothing.
You've done a great job.
I've done a great job. Getting cranky, though. I feel better, more clear-headed, but I'm still cranky. All right, let's do the index, shall we? A bunch of weird stats. How about this? The Knicks are the only team this season with a winning record, but they're below 500 at home. How's that possible?
Because they're the Knicks.
Because they're the Knicks.
And they're trash.
How about this? This is going to blow your mind. Nikola Jokic, we know what a great player he is. Do you know he has more triple-doubles than dunks?
That is crazy.
14 dunks, 14 triple-doubles, 12 dunks.
It's wild.
But he doesn't dunk, though. He's not.
He doesn't. He's like Dirk. He doesn't dunk. It was rare when he was so tall, but he never dunked.
Yeah. Larry Bird wasn't a big dunker. He would every once in a while, but he'd rather abuse you from outside. He'd rather tell you where he's going to be on the floor. All right, I'm going to catch a ball over there. I'm going to shoot it. Not a damn thing you can do about it. Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. How about this one? 10 people are killed every year on average by vending machines. You know why? Because they get pissed off and they shake them and they fall on them.
That's what?
Yeah, 10 people on average killed by vending machines every year.
Can they not move out of the way in time?
I guess not. They're so enraged they don't even think to.
That sort of death and, God bless anybody that has happened to them.
Not making light of it. It's just absurd,
That sounds like a death that would happen have you ever seen Final Destination? Have you seen any of those movies?
No.
So basically they're on Final Destination, these ridiculous deaths happen.
Oh, is that what it's known for? That's the gimmick with the whole thing?
Yeah, just these ridiculous one in a million chance ways to die thing happens. And that's one of those things that would happen.
Wow. There was a story years and years ago. It was up north. It might have been in Indiana, somewhere like that. It was just brutally cold. It had been snowing, icicles everywhere. This guy walking to work, walking to catch the bus to work, kisses his wife goodbye, icicle right through his head, kills him. So you think, had he not stopped to kiss his wife, he'd be alive today. One step on either side of the icicle. No lie.
What?
Yeah, man.
That is also so Final Destination.
There you go. What's the weirdest way somebody died on Final Destination? Do you remember?
Someone got their head cut stuck in an elevator.
God, are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome. You gotta have a pretty tough stomach to watch Final Destination. It's gory.
I don't know. So you saw his legs going up and everything, and all of a sudden.
It was a female, but it was her. So her body was in the elevator, the inside of the elevator. Her head was stuck outside the elevator. The doors like this. You can't see me, but the doors were on her neck.
Her head was facing you.
Yes. Yeah, it was bad.
Eek. What? You have that? You love that gory stuff, huh? The gorier, the better?
No, actually, so Okay, funny story about this. The first time ever I saw a Final Destination movie, it was Final Destination 2, and I was at my dad's house, and the movie was just randomly on TV. We weren't really watching it. It was just kind of on, and then Final Destination was on, and I was watching. Mind you, I'm like a child. I don't even know how old I was. I don't even know if I was in the I probably was double-digit age, probably like 13-ish or something. But still, I was not expecting this. And I was like, what in the world is on television right now? But it was gory but intriguing at the same time. So even though I didn't want to watch it, I was still drawn to it.
Well, sometimes gore is just so absurd it's meant to be funny. You know,
yeah.
It's just so over the top.
Right.
You know. All right, how about this? The only coach we all know, the Kansas Jayhawks, storied basketball program, legendary basketball program, the only coach to have a career losing record at Kansas, James Naismith, who invented basketball.
What's the irony of that, man?
That is irony.
That's crazy.
Alanis Morissette, now that's ironic. The rest of your song, there's nothing ironic about your song. Let's see. How about this one? There's a good one. Stan Musial, legendary, iconic, Hall of Fame baseball player. Get this. He is first all-time in hits by a player born on November 21st in Donora, Pennsylvania.
That's a stat.
Ken Griffey Jr. is second.
Wow.
I'll say it again. Stan Musial, first all-time in hits by a player born on November 21st in Donora, Pennsylvania. Ken Griffey is second. 53% of people say they're willing to date long distance. I tried it once, just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one?
In my ute,
yep.
Yeah, in my ute, I never had one, like, not really like long distance. Like, it was never where the other person was in another state. Like,
right.
they didn't live across the street. Like, so I had to get permission to go to their house. And, like, maybe my mom had to drive me over there. Their mom had to come pick me up. That was the extent of it. So that wasn't really long distance.
Down, a few blocks away, not walkable.
Not walkable. But, no, I never, like, stayed. In my youth, I probably would have been open to doing it, but I couldn't do it now. No.
Yeah, I couldn't either. A lot of people do it, though. There's been some success with it, though. But if you're like my
power
girl,
to
though,
you.
Yeah, if you're like my girl, she goes, I don't have to be with you around you every day. I don't expect that. But, man, she always tells me, I want to live with you. I don't have to see you every day.
I don't want to see your face all the time.
I don't see your face all the time. I don't blame her. Hey, Cam Newton has more rushing touchdowns than Earl Campbell.
That's wild.
75 for Cam, 74 for Earl.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Yep. Oh, here's one that right up my alley. Chance that a college graduate with a journalism degree regrets their choice. 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I technically don't have a journalism degree. Mine is in mass communication.
Yeah.
So I don't regret
I was
mine.
Mass comm too. It's still kind of journalism. We had to do the writing stuff. Same
right.
thing. 9 out of 10. I agree. I should have done something. Had I gone back when I was in college many moons ago, I should have been on the cusp of the computer age, man.
It's a good point. Would you have done, like, computer engineering or computer science or something
like
that?
Anything, just learn how
IT?
To code back to yeah, man.
Man, you can make so much money off of coding. It's crazy.
Or another thing, though, even if, you know, when I was when I started in this business basically in 94 at GPTV, my first real gig was at the local CBS affiliate starting in 96. Just think how I had the presence of mind to do something online, some sort of sports. So you know all the sports sites now that, you know, Yahoo buys you for $1 billion, you know. I should have done that. Why didn't I do that? Why? If I wish I could go back and talk to the younger version of me, just talk some sense into them.
If only you had a time machine.
Man, if only. Dang. How about this? Of course, every year during, when there's big elections coming up, this station is bombarded with political ads. They're so annoying, you know.
Yep.
Stacey Abrams hates puppies, loves cancer.
Just ridiculous stuff.
Brian Kemp once shot a man just for snoring. What percentage of Americans do you actually think are influenced by political ads?
Oh, America is dumb. Probably like 50.
No, 8.
Oh, wait.
Smarter than you think.
Good.
Smarter than you think. Yep.
You have restored my faith in humanity.
Yep. Let's see. Percentage of Americans who vote.
Ooh. I feel like it's gone up over these past couple of years, but 35.
63.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm wrong on these.
I no longer do it. I know what's up. It's an illusion of choice, my friend. Once you get to the upper
echelon. Open that third eye.
Yes. Once you get to the upper echelons of power, whoever's in power, they also have the loyal opposition.
Uh-huh.
They are having drinks together, laughing at us. It's all a distraction. Remember I told you about the jar? Remember the jar with the ants in it?
Mm-hmm.
Put the red ants and the black ants in the jar and just lay the jar down. They're just chilling.
Yeah.
Shake the jar up. Black ants kill the red ants. Red ants kill the black ants. Who do you think's shaking the jar? People you vote for. They do that to distract us as they accumulate more and more power and wealth. So I don't do it. I'm with George Carlin on that. But that's okay. You vote if you want to. Let's see what else we got. Walmart generates $3 million in revenue every 7 minutes. I thought it'd be more than that.
$3 million every seven minutes?
Yep.
Wow.
Just think of all the mom and pops they put out of business. But their grocery game's much better than I thought it would be, though.
They got good groceries.
Fine. Target branching out into groceries, too.
Man, I mean, the us millennials.
Yeah.
They love Target runs, Rob.
Oh, I do too.
Target runs.
Oh, of course I do. Over there on Carroll Street, over there off of Moreland, that's where I go. I go there just to check out the broads.
Because they're there.
Because
they love their Target
they
runs.
They love their Target, walk around their yoga pants. But I'm very stealthy, though. I don't psychotically leer.
My girlfriend literally has said to me so many times, hey, do you want to go to Target? I just want to get my steps in. Let's just walk around Target.
Right.
There's no reason go to Target.
But you never leave without buying something.
Exactly. And that's why I don't want to go.
Or if I go into Target just buy, like, toothpaste or something, you end up buying something else.
Yep.
But they have cheap T-shirts that are good T-shirts, too. You can get a nice little $8 T-shirt to wear, you know. Nothing wrong with that. Let's see what else we got as we do the index. Oh, by the way, Rob Tribble in for John Chuckery. He's back in tomorrow night after the Hawks and Knicks. Hawks looking for their fifth consecutive win, believe it or not. That's going to be a 7:30 tip from Phillips Arena, of course. Mike Conte and the great, great, great Steve Holman will have that one for you. Number of hours a week the average American spends with friends. What do you think that is?
Hours a week. Huh. I'm going to go with 45.
Nope. It's now three. As of last year, the pandemic really – that's why I think – the response to the pandemic really isolated people, frightened people, a bunch of nonsense. It used to be 58% higher in 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, so now it's just three. And a lot of people now are still isolating themselves. I still know people, they're afraid to go anywhere. I don't want to be out in crowds, nothing like that. Come on.
Really?
Hey, man.
Wow.
Get busy living. Get busy dying. That's what I say. Never live in fear. Fear's a bad thing. Is that all of them I have? Let's see. Did I cover it all? I did. I did well with these, though. These are pretty good.
These are you. You came with some hard-hitting stuff, man.
Oh, I got one. I forgot this one. What woman do you think has given birth to the most children? How many?
21.
69. Hey,
69?
Ironically enough. Yeah.
That is funny.
She died at 40 of exhaustion, apparently. But she had 16 sets of twins, 7 triplets, 4 quadruplets. 69, the most children born to one woman, died at 40 years old.
Okay, the next question I have is the most important question.
Was she hot? I don't know. I can look her up.
No, that wasn't the question. The question is, were they all by the same man?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. Wait, we can. How much time we got?
We have like a minute.
Oh, we have a minute.
Yes.
Okay, who has fathered the most children? It's got to be somebody ancient or maybe biblical time.
That is crazy.
Or Sean Kemp.
Oh, Sean Kemp, my goodness. that is 69 kids? Like, how?
Oh, yeah, I knew this one. Sultan Ishmael Ibn Sharif. He lived from 1645 to 1727.
Uh-huh.
1,000. He fathered more than 1,000? Yes.
Who keeps track of this?
I don't know. I guess his publicist did. Sultan's publicist did. All right. Woman who had 69 children. I want to see what she looks like, though.
1,000?
Yeah.
Man. Good thing child support wasn't a thing back then.
Well, he's a sultan. He got all the money in the world.
That's true.
Oh, her name was Valentina Vasiliev.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Vivi. Vivi was a social butterfly.
Yeah, she was. No pictures of her. I guess this happened too long ago. Okay. Hey, man, you know what? Let's mix things up. I want to rank them at the top of the hour.
Let's do it.
Rank them next. I'm dealing with frivolity. Then we'll get back into the Hawks and the NFL playoffs, and we'll say so long. Sports Radio 929 again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.